and I see it's the Brad, the new Brad Cash compound, and I am seeing a big fire truck, and then it looks like one of those water fire department
a water tender
water trucks. And you then said
they had to call for more water.
You said that you were going to be the knucklehead of the weekend. What happened on your property? What did you do?
I felt like the knucklehead of the weekend. And you know, we can kind of giggle or laugh about it now, but we were definitely in the wrong, and this was definitely stupid. So that part, you know, I take full responsibility. But maybe it's a teachable moment for somebody else.
Well, I know you were with me Friday night. What happened?
Well, Saturday when we got back, we got to work. We're pushing to kind of finish this house. We got to get this thing done. So we're over there and we're sanding and painting cabinets and things like that and getting that all together. While we're doing that, we'll backtrack just a little bit. The first thing we did on the property when we purchased the property way back, 10 months ago.
Now, we should say that this is 5 acres.
Five acres of
property, just to give some folks some context.
In the Stanwood area. And we had a lot of trees taken down. And so, the logs are hauled off, but there's a lot of branches and debris and tree stuff left behind in big piles. We did get a department, a DNR, Department of Natural Resources, burn permit back in the spring.
Okay.
But it rained so much and so long, at that point, it was too wet to burn. And then once it started getting dry, then we got through that big no burn thing. So it's for several months, these piles have been sitting there. And we have one pile that we have burned, and it consists mostly of pretty big stumps and stuff. So the smaller stuff had burned off, and there's just a couple stumps. And so on Saturday, when we let's try and burn some of these stumps down some more. So we got that going.
And the burn ban is over with, I take it.
Yeah, the burn ban has been lifted. Yeah. But still, we're in the wrong yet. Just because it lifted doesn't mean you can just go burning big piles of debris. I'll tell you, the only thing you're allowed to burn without a DNR burn permit is 4 foot by 4 foot by 3 foot.
Oh, hold on. So your permit then is expired?
No, but with the DNR permit, you have to have water on site, like a water truck on site.
A water truck, or you have to have a water truck.
You have to have some kind of massive water supply or
not
something.
Your hose, your garden hose is not going to do it.
Yeah. So you do have to have a water truck or some kind of water thing. Your average hose is not going to do it.
Well, what would it be other than a hose? It's got to be a water truck. Then. Okay.
So, and in the 6 months since we got the damn permit, you kind of forget some of those. Yeah, we got to burn. They told us we could burn it. Sure, that's when the insurance, they lift the thing, we can burn it. So we had burned that one pile, but it's mostly the stumps. And, once you get to a certain part with some of these stumps, they don't burn too much further than that. And you're thinking, okay, I either got to grind them up or bury them or do something. Well, there's other piles on the property. And we thought, this doesn't not burning so much. Maybe we can burn this pile. And so we've got a propane tank with a little torch deal on it.
Yeah.
And so while we're painting and sanding, we figure we can kill two birds with one stone. I lower the torch to this second pile, and woof, it just starts going. And I thought, okay, well, maybe we can, we start looking. What we should have done first.
Because it was so dry? Or what,
yes,
what,
okay. And because it's not just stumps. We're used to it.
Because you had doused it with gas.
Well, no. But it had gotten to the point, with the other pile that you're dealing with just big stumps and logs and kind of stuff. So it doesn't really take off,
Yeah.
Well, this other stuff is branches and limbs and things, and it's been dry. And, they lifted the burn by, but it was 98 days of sunshine and dry and 2 days of rain or whatever. That doesn't constitute lifting the burn ban, apparently, which was maybe shouldn't have been done. And so, anyways, I lower the torch to this deal, and it starts taking off. And I'm thinking, well, that's cool. And then you kind of assess the pile, and like, well, what if it burned to this point? Then it would probably kind of keep going into this part. And so, where certain parts of the fire started to die down, you're thinking, okay, this looks, we did a good thing. Yeah, this is going to burn. It gets to a point where it spreads to this different part of the pile, and then you start looking, well, there's other trees and there's some other things around this pile. So if this whole pile goes up, as it spreads, we could be into some trouble.
What do you have for water? You got a hose?
Yeah, hose.
Just a regular, okay.
And then it does spread to that second part. And then we start stressing, like, how are we going to stop this thing? We're not going to be able to stop it. I mean, some of these pieces of logs and stuff are too big to kind of, you can't just dig a trench or something, or you can't just start moving stuff, because now it's gotten to the point where it's so hot you can't get anywhere near it. And the flames are 25 feet tall, John. I am not even kidding. There's some tall couple hundred feet trees on there, and we've got blackened burn marks on some of these trees that go up like 25 feet. The flames are licking at the branches of these taller trees.
Wait, these are alive trees.
These are live trees standing up. It's creeping up these, and it's moving this. It's moving towards more debris.
And you're looking up at the sky, hoping there's going to be a cloud burst. Let's have some rain.
Let's do something. And we thought, well, maybe we can just fill these, you know, couple 5-gallon buckets, and we'll drench this one part that'll keep it from spreading to the next pile. Because if it goes to the next pile, we're in big trouble. And it is raging. The wind is starting to whip. And it's beyond our control at this point. And it happened in maybe 15, 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
So you called 911.
Oh, yeah. The guy goes, yeah, we got a call about an illegal burn. And we're like, yeah, we called it in on ourselves. And so there's no home.
So you called 911.
Oh, yeah. And I explained the deal. And they say, you know, you're not supposed to be doing that. And I said, I thought the burn ban was lifted. They said, no, the burn ban is the burn. All you can burn is a 4x4x3 foot square, you know, kind of thing. It has to fit in that. And unless you have a DNR permit, and we do have the DNR permit, but we didn't have the parameters that go with it, the water, that someone's got to be on site 24 hours, all kinds of stuff. I'm learning a lot. So as we are battling, trying to cut this thing off with 5-gallon, you know, water bottles and things like that. They show up with the truck, dude. I'm telling you. And the guy unrolls the hose.
I mean, are the sirens going?
No, no sirens.
Are the lights
on? I thought he was coming in blazing. No, it wasn't like that.
Oh, the lights are not.
Because I called back and I said, well, the fire was once like 25 foot flames. Now it looks like it's dying out. But that doesn't mean it's going to stop by any means. Because as the fire goes, it gets hot and it dries out whatever. What you have could be wet. But it dries out, it pre-dries everything as the fire gets closer, and then just makes it fuel, and then it burns it. And so as it's creeping towards this other pile, I'm thinking if it gets to this other pile, we are going to have a huge problem. And so as it's creeping towards it, I call him. I freak out. I'm freaking out, and I call him. And they said, yeah, we'll come over there.
How many minutes?
Oh, they weren't long. It wasn't long.
5-10 minutes?
5 minutes, okay. Something like that. And they roll up. Dude rolls out a hose, and he is blasting some serious water on this fire. And he empties the truck. No more water. And that thing's still burning. And so he calls for more water. They bring over a 2,500-gallon tender, and they dump all of that on there. And it's still going.
Oh my.
So they send that truck back and get more water and bring it over a second time. And so what we were trying to maybe halt it or slow it down with 5-gallon buckets, throwing that on there and this, that, and everything, it would tame it down for a second, but then it would come back. By the time it was out, there was like 5,000 gallons of water that was put on this thing. And we had an hour or two to sit there and talk to the firefighters about you know, the burn ban, about what you can do, what you can't do, and stories about people that just... Well, the burn ban's on. I'm just going to burn a whole bunch of garbage, you know? I mean, it's one thing that it's trees and it's natural stuff and whatever. But there are people that they said roll up that just to think you can just burn garbage and yard waste and all kinds of stuff, and they get all kinds of weird fires. And he said that, you know, there's a lot of people that think they'd responded to a number of calls over the last couple of days since the burn ban was lifted.
So they emptied
two full 2,500 tenders on your fire. On that fire.
And they consider that to be pretty abnormal.
I don't know, but they got it out. And, you know, we wanted to burn off those things because we didn't want, you know, we got to do something with them. And you don't want to look at these big old dead piles of leaves, you know, branches and stuff like that. And the only thing that looks worse than a huge, massive pile of dead branches and trees and stuff is a black and charred huge pile of black, you know. So now I've got that to deal with. And the guy's like, yeah, I suggest you get like a... like a chipper and a machine over here or something. And I'm like, yeah, there's not going to be any more fires going on here. It was absolute panic, John. You could not get within 20 feet of this thing, and it's roaring 20 feet high, and it's licking at these huge trees, and it's jumping to this next pile. And I thought, man, the further we get away from the hose, the harder it's going to be. And these guys were super nice and super professional and took care of it. But, man, it was the most humiliating, embarrassing, stupid moment. And I told them, look, man, if there's something I can say to just kind of relay to people that, you know, this is a teachable moment, that it can get out of control before. It's the first time I'd ever been around something that took off that fast. The house was never in danger. There was nowhere near the house. But there was no way we were going to stop it. No way.
And that could have spread to other stuff. Now, your house wasn't in danger.
No.
But if the other stuff caught on fire, then who knows, huh?
Who knows where it goes.
Where it ends up going.
Or, you know, and
on the news. Then you're going to be on the news.
And the whole blackened motif that is going on. that's
you have some of that right now?
Oh, yeah.
You got some?
I didn't want to take a bunch of pictures, like, as the guy's putting out the fire. I'm like, hey, guys, look at this. We brought the fire department over. It'll definitely go into the album. I took a couple little pictures just for 20 years from now when we're, like, building this thing. There have been so many weird things happen with this project that... Why not bring the fire department in, you know? And so when we look back, maybe we'll be able to laugh about it. But I'm telling you, it was absolutely humiliating, and it was embarrassing, and it was stupid. And luckily, they had the water to knock it down.
Do they fine you? Do they yell at you? Do they what? Do they do any of that stuff?
I don't know if there's
a... Do they bill you for a fire? I've never called the fire department. Do you get billed for that?
I don't think so.
It's in your taxes.
I don't think so. I didn't have the nerve to ask. I just was just happy that they got it out and, like, let's just go back to sanding cabinets. You know, I mean, I can't believe that just happened. And so, you know.
Oh, my God.
If they bill me for the water or whatever comes of it, I don't know. But, damn it, that fire was roaring in 15 minutes.
How
it
many
was beyond
firefighters
control.
Were there?
Three.
Three of them.
There was one running the tender and two on the truck, so I guess there was three.
Yeah, I guess that's really got to make you nervous when you hear, we're out. We need another truck. Yeah. We're out of water. We need to send in another truck.
I couldn't believe they put the 2,500 gallons on it, and it was still burning. There were flames. It was 2,500 gallons of water. Unbelievable.
So nobody is happier than you that this week is going to be a washout, like Tuesday through Friday.
Yes.
Is going to be raining all week long.
Please.
Oh, wow.
So just careful. Know what you're doing. Don't pull a Brad Cash and do something stupid like that.
All right. Well,
burn ban may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean you can just start putting a flame torch to stuff.
We could put you in the running for knucklehead of the day. We'll see. We'll see where that lands at about 8:55 this morning.
Thanks to Snohomish Fire.